royal group in the world, and we are going to see that everything is going to be different. It's all got to change. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to build a radio station tomorrow, and we're not going to play any commercials and no news, just rock and roll and the truth. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Somebody knows it anyway. Hope somebody bought it. It's called Self-Conscious Over You. No vomit there, no way. Teenage Kicks instead. Are we ready? Geddy's gonna start us all off.
Welcome to the Millennium, the Paranoid Visions.
Yeah. son, they've got a son. Welcome to the millennium. Darwin City ain't no fun. Driven out to living slums.
Scottish Lad, it'll be your wonderful country. Where the fuck are we? Do you want to be a professional?
Thank you. contact and prevail. I just spent 6 months in a leaking boat. Nothing to it, leaking boat.
Could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs talk to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know the things was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western. Death of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Tickets in a lottery. Postcards are mailing
solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Pa' una ciudad del norte yo me fui a trabajar. Mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar. Soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad. Mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino por no llevar papel, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quiebra ley. Mano negra clandestina, peruano clandestino, africano clandestino, marihuana ilegal. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Argelino clandestino, nigeriano clandestino, boliviano clandestino, mano negra ilegal.
Alright, this one's called My First Erection. My first erection was in January 1973, going up Rathmines, home from school on a 47B. For no apparent reason, it just started getting bigger and bigger, and all my mates, they began to snigger. This phenomenon was a total bloody mystery to me, because after all, I was only an innocent little school boy, you see. So naturally enough, I began to fret, because I wasn't too sure just how big I were going to get. Would it grow to be the size of a hippopotamus and burst forth from my trousers to crush and kill everybody on the bus? Or was it going to become an individual living being and go search for its fame and fortune and weight in gold? Or was it just going to bang! Fucking explode and like kill lots of people, or had I just fostered an ambition to be a shagging church steeple? Well, being a considerate little chap, caring and thoughtful and all of that, I began to worry about my fellow passengers. So I turned to the old lady sitting beside me, and this is what I said to her. I said, "Here, you better get out of the way. I don't know how big it's going to get." She looked at me funny and replied, "What?" I said, "You better get out of the way. I don't know how big it's going to get." She asked me, "Young man, are you being silly?" I said, "No, you bat, it's my willy. You better get out of the way. I don't know how big it's going to get." Well, then she began to scream and shout, and this really, really freaked me out. I got all these images in my mind. Maybe I wasn't one of a kind. Maybe a similar thing had happened to her. Maybe a guy with an exploding willy in a bus had wiped out her entire family years before. Well, then the bus conductor came down and asked what all the commotion was about. She told him, he grabbed me, dangled me out of the back of the bus and fecked me out. And I had to walk home, and I was late back from school, and my mother asked me why, and I told her like a fool, and she baited me all around the house, up and down, till my pants was coloured 40 shades of brown. But there's one thing I've learned since then, and that is, don't go pointing out to old boilers on a bus your knob's all hard ever again. And if you think this story sounds really, really sad, and you feel sorry for me, should have been there for my first orgasm. That was a total bleeding disaster. But that's another story.